Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 a tradition unlike any other. It's a holiday episode of your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell Kitty. Hello, Kitty. Happy holidays. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, happy almost Thanksgiving. I still have Halloween decorations up. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm not taking mine down. It's part of the spirit.
Yours are down.
Well, I still got some pumpkins that I'm going to leave up. I feel like Santa enjoys the pumpkins as he's, you know, flying around the world. You got to think the pumpkins are in season somewhere.
If this was Pawnee, it would be celebrating the Harvest Festival.
I got my Harvest Fest sweater upstairs. I can go put it on. It's a staff sweater, too. It's perfect.
Oh, I want to wear it.
I'm sure pumpkins are involved in Kwanzaa. I don't celebrate. I would like to actually learn more about Kwanzaa, to be honest. My parents, it was always a divide and conquer. It's like, we ain't doing both. Y'all want Christmas, you want Kwanzaa. We said we want Christmas, obviously. But I would love to actually learn more about Kwanzaa.
We can celebrate all the holidays you want.
All of them?
Yeah.
No fooling?
No fooling. I've always been weirdly obsessed with Hanukkah, and I don't want that to sound bad.
No.
But, like, I am.
Why? Because of, like, the multiple days, the story of Hanukkah,
yes,
the whole deal?
All of it. I like the whole, the oil lasting for 8 days, and it's just, it sounds like a magical story, and Christmas is just like this fat guy coming down your chimney. I don't deserve these presents. I know I hit my sister 2 or 3 times in the past week.
I know what list I'm on.
Yeah, but you get presents regardless. I think if someone would have just given me a lump of coal 1 year, maybe my life would be different.
I asked this to Pete last year on our holiday show, Kitty. I grew up in an era where Nickelodeon, Disney, they do those holiday specials, and you'd actually learn something from those cartoons. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned a lot about Hanukkah from the Rugrats.
Long ago, in the land of Israel, the Jewish people lived happily with their neighbors, the ancient Greeks. But one day, came a new king of the Greeks who wanted everyone to be just like him. So a hero stepped forward to challenge the king, and his name was Judah the Maccabee.
Tommy, what are you doing?
A Maccabee's gonna do what a Maccabee's gonna do.
Did you guys do anything like that? Did you have a movie you all watched? Maybe it was like Charlie Brown or Rudolph.
I'm not going to lie. I love Jim Carrey's Grinch.
But see, you're a Jim Carrey fan.
Yes. But I watched the new Grinch cartoon that came out in like 2018.
Yes. So how was that?
Like I said, completely different storyline. But it was really good. I actually did enjoy it. I think I cried.
That's what you do in the holiday season, Kitty. You
I
cry
am
together.
Ready for 25 Days of Christmas.
Are we going to do the whole thing?
Yeah. I was already looking at the schedule.
the schedule.
I'm really excited.
I want them turtle doves. I got space now.
Are you the kind of person that drinks eggnog? I just have to know.
Yes, I am. Love it. Oh, no. What is that sigh? Take that sigh away.
I was thinking, you know, we could have like a nice Christmas, you know, like evening or holiday,
yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely. I thought that was a plan.
And my mom was like, oh, you can make, you know, warm brandy and apple cider. Or she goes, oh, or, you know, some eggnog. She goes, I bet Hartzell's an eggnog kind of guy.
Sure
I was like, oh, no.
Sure.
And she's like, just make a small batch.
You don't like eggnog? Come on, Kitty.
No.
I love every bit about it. I love that I get to eat it as I drink it because you get to chew it a little bit.
Mm. Oh, don't say that. Mm.
Those nutmeg notes. A little bit of cinnamon just
turning
glazed
me off.
Around.
Turning me off, dude.
Mm, I'm turned out. I tell you what. Tis the season, Kitty.
Gross.
We got Sean Edwards on the show. Excited about this. Talking more movies, you know, in this new holiday normal. We're trying to meet you on your level. A smaller feast this year. Probably watching a lot more movies. We got you covered. We'll see if that new Grinch movie made the list.
Ooh.
It did not. Spoiler. Oh. It did not.
Well, that's fine.
So, you know, Kitty, I did a thing. And I even checked it twice. And I think here in about 5-10 seconds, you're going to find out if it's naughty or nice. Because I made a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
One of my better teases, Kitty.
What are you doing with your hand?
What I'm doing is knocking a mic over is what I'm doing. I have like this nervous tic where I pull my hair out and I gotta quit doing that. So I've now decided to start playing with paper. So I have a little piece of paper towel here that I just kind of roll around. Because I don't like stress balls, they actually hurt my hand.
What?
I'm pathetic.
Oh my.
But enough about me, Kitty. This is your list. What are 10 family activities that people are doing now over Zoom this holiday season? Don't you want to know?
I immediately pictured like a son through the screen and the dad on the other side, and they're like, go long, son. He throws the football through the computer and it shatters, and he's like, God, not another one.
Number 10, talking or just catching up.
My mother does not FaceTime.
Not a FaceTimer?
Nope.
I also not a FaceTime
fan. Neither.
Yeah, this Zoom stuff is it's really had to push me to accept some things about myself on screen.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't love it. There's a reason why I do radio. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. Number 9, wishing people a happy holiday. Hey, you know what? I like that. Let's throw some positivity into the world. Happy holidays. Happy holidays, Kitty. Happy holidays to the KC Morning Host. Couldn't do without you. Wouldn't do it without you.
We need to come up with a holiday card.
Yeah, we do.
We need to bring those back, you know, sending like pictures.
Absolutely. Get some pics in the bottoms too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's work on that. Toasting the new year. That's number 8 on your list of hearts. So the 10 things people are doing this holiday season. You know what? The booze goes down. Either way, no matter the time zone, no matter the Wi-Fi strength, we drink champagne like every night. So that's just a Tuesday for us. We toast all the time, Kitty. Why is that our thing?
I don't know.
It's more efficient.
Yeah, before we started hanging out, I don't know, I pretty much drank a lot of beer, you know, or wine. I actually always drink red wine. So yeah, switching to champagne is like culture shock.
Number 7, eating that virtual Thanksgiving dinner.
Again, immediately just started picturing a holographic turkey.
I mean, this is essentially like every cooking show, right? Like you'd have somebody on screen, maybe that's the that's grandma, that's ma, that's dad, whoever cuts the turkey, and then off camera, you've got somebody who's got all the stuff already done, all the plates already made, and then you guys can do your toast, and then happy Thanksgiving. Boom.
Cooking times always vary, though.
Number 6, having a holiday meal other than Thanksgiving. Okay, so you know what? In this new normal, why be constrained to certain dates?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Why not do it today?
Preach, yeah. Spread COVID 3 times this holiday season at your family gatherings.
Kitty, it's a holiday show.
I know.
Number 5, singing Christmas carols. There we go. Hey, turn that upside down. I need you to sing me some carols right now.
I don't do carols.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Nope.
Oh, Christmas tree. Why will not Kitty sing to me? That's pretty good.
No.
Number 4, participating in a religious and or cultural event or celebration. Does that mean like going to Arrowhead on that first Chiefs game of the holiday season? Like that's a religious experience. Tell you what,
my religion is getting so full I almost throw up, but I don't, and I reach nirvana.
Praise be. Number 3, unwrapping the gifts, doing it virtually. If anything, this is better now because more folks can see them badass little kids get that gift they're gonna throw away. Now grandma in Wisconsin, who would otherwise just would be calling, did they get their present? Now, because of the new normal, she's got Zoom set up. She can watch little Nathan open up that box car. I don't know. opening a box car. What was that gift I just came up with?
What the hell was that? I don't know.
I meant to say like a train set. Box car.
1940s.
Wow. Jesus. Okay.
Still, train set though? That's pretty better. 90s of you.
I'm getting better.
Oh.
I'm working my way up. Number 2, online shopping for all them gifts. I feel like we've been doing that forever, though. Do you remember actually, you wouldn't. You were in Centerview at the time. The KC Morning Host probably do. Back in 2000 and I want to say 2, I was in 4th grade. It was that first big ice storm that I can remember. We had like literally inches of ice.
It happened where I live, too.
Did it go down to Centerview?
Yeah, we were in my grandmother's basement. They all talk about that.
I think it was like 02, 03, something like mm-hmm. that. That was the first year my mom ever did any online shopping. And she like went buck wild. She got us a foosball table that we didn't need. She got us pogo sticks, Kitty. that I think are actually still in the garage. Her first step into a much larger world.
I had so many siblings that my parents would just buy like one of something. So like we had like one pogo stick, like one pair of Heelys. My grandparents would always give us the exact same gift but in a different color. So I got purple, Timber got blue, Stormy got yellow.
Well, the purple stuck though, because I see you in a ton of purple.
I do wear purple.
See, now you know. Start up from the purple. Now you're here. And finally, Katie, number one, what we're doing now virtually in this new normal during the holiday season, we're lighting candles. Just light them candles. Maybe it's for Hanukkah. Maybe it's just because you want to set the mood. Maybe it's because of, I don't know, is there a candle song in Christmas? There's got to be, right?
Light a candle. Thanks for the candle, Grandma. Appreciate it now that I'm homeless.
Who the heck are you?
Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
You sit on a throne of lies.
The KC Morning Show.
I'm on the website now, Kitty. CharlieHustle.com. Oh my goodness. These Plaza Light tees. They got the new Mavericks hockey tees. They got a hoodie too. Looks real nice. A lot of Monarchs tees. CharlieHustle.com. It's the gift that keeps on giving this holiday season. A stocking stuffer, if you will. But when you're walking around with that shirt, you're representing a memory. And you know what that memory is? That memory, Kitty, is the best song, Kansas City or otherwise, of all time.
'Cause it's Christmas in Kansas City. Yes, it's Christmas everywhere. And the Plaza lights are looking pretty. Kansas City.
Okay.
Pretty.
You said I was pushing it.
Okay. KCMS 20, 20% off.
Do it. It's Small Business Saturday. Shop freaking local.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Sean Edwards. Call him Santa Sean. This is your holiday edition. Flicks on Friday, but you know what? The holiday season is eternal. We don't just save it for one day of the week, Sean. You got us the entire season covered. You got us all set.
Oh, no. We celebrate here 365. You know how we do.
What you sipping on right now? What you got?
Man, nothing right now.
No spiked eggnog, Sean?
Not yet. I'm trying to figure it out, man. I got a recipe book, man. I got a old school craft cocktail recipe book. I was over in London one time. I dug this up with some friends. So we're going to go old European craft style this holiday season.
Send me some. Send me some.
I'll do that.
Send it over Zoom. Do that for me.
I will do that.
We need something to watch, Sean, because this new
normal. We got a lot of good stuff.
That we're going to be at home.
We're going to be on the couch. So I'm glad there's a lot of good holiday stuff to help you out this year. You know, people love the holidays. Even more, people love holiday movies, and we got a ton of holiday movies to talk about. I'm going to start with the first and the best, the one that surprised me the most. Jingle Jangle, streaming now on Netflix.
What's wrong, Grandpa?
Had a perfect life, loving family, and a magical shop, till an old friend took it all. But he didn't get this.
Young lady,
if I know anything about your grandfather, there's something sensational in that.
Man, talk about a dope movie. Talk about a movie that just instantly puts a smile on your face, man. This movie's like a throwback. It's a musical, which I love. The music's great, man. It almost felt like The Wiz. Remember that musical back in the
1970s? I was in The Wiz, Sean. I was a Yellow Brick Road.
Yes. It's got that sort of vibe, man, because it's so soulful. You know, it has those feels to it. It's got a great cast. You know, Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker, Keegan-Michael Key, Anika Noni Rose, Felicia Rashad. She's the narrator. It just looks good. It feels good. It sounds good. It's so magical. It's what I like to call. It's an instant holiday classic. People will be watching this for years.
So on that KC Morning Show meter, we have hot, warm, or cold.
It's hot. This is super hot cocoa on a Christmas morning.
There
with
is.
Some marshmallow thrown in the mix.
Woo wee!
Yeah, this one's up there, man.
It's tasty too. Then let's go.
Yeah, satisfying. It's cinematically tasty. Yes, it is, man. It's just a dope movie. What's next on the list?
We're gonna go to Christmas Chronicles 2. Tell me about it.
Oh yeah, man. We got the holiday sequel in the mix for you.
Welcome to the North Pole,
Santa.
Kate Pierce.
How did you get here?
You and Jack are supposed to be on vacation with your family.
Our shuttle fell into this wormhole.
Have a nice trip.
Are you Mrs. Claus?
Uh-huh. Ah!
What is that thing?
Here's an F.
You're in Santa's village, the real one.
This one's fun. The main reason this one's fun is because it's all about Kurt Russell, Kurt Russell, Kurt Russell. I love his swag as Santa. Like, you would have never thought that Kurt Russell would ever play Santa, but he did in the Christmas Chronicles. Now he's back in the Christmas Chronicles, too. And he's good at it. I love it because he's a different type of Santa, man. He's kind of like he's a new school Santa, and every now and then he breaks out into song, and he's having a blast.
Nothing but love for my Santa.
Man, he's always in peril in these movies, man. They're just good, solid holiday movies. But it's all about Kurt Russell when it comes to the Christmas Chronicles and the Christmas Chronicles 2 streaming now on Netflix. He got his real life partner involved in this one, Goldie Hawn. Like, she made a cameo in the first one, but she actually got some lines in the second one.
There we go.
They're like Hollywood's greatest couple, but they've never been married legally. They might be on to something.
New normal, Sean.
Hey. I like the sound of that.
Can we get to America's treasure? In fact, she's saving the world right now, literally.
Literally.
And she's like, got a new movie out, Dolly Parton. What is this new Christmas Dolly Parton movie, Sean?
First and foremost, man, mad love, mad respect to Dolly Parton because she's going to help me get back out there on them streets.
Mm-hmm. We owe it to her.
Donating her own money to help develop a vaccine. That's what I'm talking about, man. She's not just talking about it. She is being about it. So I want that Dolly Parton vaccine.
We need to name it after her.
Yeah, yeah. I need the Dolly.
Give me that Dolly.
Molly. It rhymes with Molly. Dolly rhymes with Molly. You're gonna have rappers rapping about Dolly. I need that Dolly. No, that's dope though, man. Give her the Nobel Peace Prize right now. She's got a holiday movie out called Dolly Parton's Christmas Square. This movie literally takes place on the square.
Who are you?
My angel.
What do you want from me?
Change.
What you're doing now is such a low blow. Demolishing the lives of all the people you know.
The deadline to be out of your homes is now Christmas Eve.
They wasn't going for realism with this one, man. They literally shot it on them. It kind of reminded me of like, have you ever been to Independence Square? It has that Independence Square vibe, man.
Okay, it's like when you had a kid and like grade school, and they had to put together that scene in the shoebox.
Man, yeah.
I feel
man.
Like it's got those vibes to it.
Yeah, yeah. The sets look like, you know, when you had an elementary school play and the manger was built out of cardboard boxes. Yeah, they were not going for high production value with this, but it's you know what? It's just one of those feel-good type movies. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of singing going on in this one as well, of course. I mean, it stars Dolly Parton, who plays an angel. But there's a lot of singing, a lot of dancing. It's directed by Debbie Allen. In case you don't know, Debbie Allen is like a world-famous choreographer, most known for all the choreography in Coming to America. You know, how many times have people mimic those dance routines?
Yep.
Like only
myself
in
included.
Second place. Right, right. The choreography in Coming to America is only in second place behind Thriller.
And we both danced to both of them.
Like the choreography from the wedding scene alone. But no joke, this is why this movie's so dope. Dolly Parton may be the greatest songwriter that ever lived. No disrespect to all those Taylor Swift fans. Dolly Parton can write some songs. So the music, man, the music's fire. And then you got the Debbie Allen choreography, which admittedly sometimes is a bit over the top. And it all takes place in this surreal, fake environment, but it's got a great message. It's heartwarming. The entire family can watch. Grandma gonna like it. Your mama gonna like it. Your daddy can sit through it. Your drunk uncle, he may struggle with it, but at the end, he's going to be like, that was a good movie. I only remember about a fourth of it, but it was good. No, it's an all-American feel-good movie. It's got a little, you know, some Christianity things running throughout. It's just, no, it's solid, man. It's for the holidays, and it's Dolly Parton. Come on. Nobel Peace Prize winner. Man, that's a tongue twister. I'm nominating her. I'm throwing her name into contention.
We got another one. What is this on our list? This is, you told me that we're going to do a New York Christmas Wedding.
It's kind of late for you to be running around these streets alone.
Just have a really hard time around Christmas.
Do you want to talk about it?
Nope.
Girl, it's okay. Judgment here.
Okay. My dad passed and my best friend died when I was younger.
I understand. My name is Azriel Gabson, and I'm your guardian angel.
Gabrielle died over 20 years ago.
Here, in this alternate world, her and others are alive.
Poppy?
This one hit different. It's okay. Also streaming on Netflix. Wow, this one got real serious. It's about a couple of friends, and, you know, it's one of those time-bending type stories where, you know, they go back in time to kind of like make things happen the way they should have. And it's about this gay couple, these two women, and they didn't realize they love one another, and some tragic things happen, and all of a sudden the guardian angel appears and, you know, takes her back in time, and sort of like, you know what happens when you go back in time. There's things you can do and there's certain things you can't do, and they kind of, you know, right some wrongs and fix some things. Yeah, as you can see, it got real serious, but it's a really interesting take on a holiday movie.
I'm kind of into that, though. I like the fantasy stuff. I love Back to the Future, you know?
Yeah, but this is not fun like Back to the Future. It's deadly. Oh. It gets serious, man. It might cause a few tears, man. Lightweight tear jerker.
It's a New York Christmas wedding. What do you expect? All right, it ain't gonna be some lighthearted. It's New York, so let's go.
It's not very light. Yeah, exactly. Come on now. It's not very lighthearted, but it's a good watch though. It was very, very interesting. Not what I was expecting, but I did sort of enjoy it.
All right, I'm curious on this one. That KC Morning Show meter, hot, warm, or cold? I'm curious. What you got?
It's warm.
I'm going to watch it then.
Yeah, it's warm. It was interesting. It's warm on that one.
The Thanksgiving dinner. I got to ask you, are you going ham? You going turkey? You a light meat? You a dark meat? I need to know. These are the questions people need to know the answers to.
It's the holiday, man. Thanksgiving is actually my favorite holiday.
Okay.
So, man, I got to keep it real, man. I'm going a bucket of chitlins, dude, with some hot sauce.
Let's go. That is the correct answer.
Cornbread. Yeah, man. Bucket of chitlins with some greens and some cornbread.
You going collard? You going mustard? What kind of greens? We going with turnip?
All of the above. All of the above, man. No pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie.
Sweet potatoes were inside. That's
sweet
the answer.
Potato pie. I don't do pumpkin nothing. Not even lattes or beer.
All right, Sean. Let's wrap it up with this. Let's go to our favorites. We got the new stuff we're gonna watch.
Okay, cool.
We got Dolly Parton, which should be always at the top of everybody's list. But I want to know what's the top of Sean's personal list. What you got?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, I like alternate holiday stories. So like my personal favorite is probably going to be Trading Places, but I have to go with a straightforward holiday movie. Man, I'm a sucker for Love Actually.
When desires are revealed.
I'm in love.
Aren't you a bit young to be in love?
No.
Oh, okay.
Secrets are exposed.
Your secretary is very pretty.
Is she?
Be careful there.
And chances are finally taken.
All I want for Christmas is you.
I can watch Love Actually in the middle of the summer, but that's my favorite holiday. I love me some Love Actually, man. You got that great soundtrack. It's got an incredible ensemble cast, terrific story. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's you can never go wrong, man. It's
right.
It's part creepy, part fun, part like how they do that, but you know how they did that. I just like, yo, that's childhood right there.
I gotta go with the classic. Like, obviously my top two would be, you know, the Home Alones.
Okay.
How do you rank them? They're both so perfect, but I think I'm with you, man. I'm a purist. Give me that old school cartoon Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
And you know, that's what's cool, because they weren't movies, they were just like TV shows. But they felt like, when you were a kid, they felt like, man, you didn't, you know, when you're a kid, 22 minutes is a long time. So they felt like movies, but they weren't.
And that's the best part, is now as an adult, I can watch it, still get all my feels, and then I can go back to do something else in like 20 minutes.
Nah, I love the holidays, man. Thanksgiving is my fave. Christmas is a close second, man. It's the best time. This is the best time of the year. I just want everybody, you know, stay healthy, be safe. You know, we got to do it a little differently this year. It's going to be all right.
We're going to be all right. We're fine.
We're going to go nuts, but we're going to be all right. Just,
we got this.
Want everybody to be safe so they can live to enjoy another holiday.
Absolutely. Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic, your KC Morning Show film
critic. Love this video, man.
Woo, look at us.
People can see me, man. Whoa, people can styling. See us, man.
Profile. You put a blazer on for this, didn't you?
I'm home styling, baby. Home styling, right. Eating home fries every day.
That's all right. Hey, we get fed this week, and then eventually we'll be out and we'll get them streets again.
I'm waiting on that dolly, man. I'm getting that dolly. So
there it is.
Normal. Have a great Thanksgiving, my man.
Hey, happy holidays, brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, everybody out there.
Let's get this dolly. Mask up and get this dolly.
Two for the price of one. You know how she do.
I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
The KC Morning Show.
Yo, 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 what's going on? Happy holidays, Kitty. My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty.
Feeling very festive.
Very.
This week.
Ho, ho, hoing around? What?
No.
Oh.
Definitely not.
Do you have a holiday story? You know, like, for me, I remember, you know, my third Christmas. Like, I remember that like it was yesterday. Me and my twin, we had on our Chiefs outfit. It was a very Lion King Christmas. I remember we got a bunch of Lion King stuff. What's your holiday memory? You got anything?
So each year around the holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, my dad would become like, I don't know, super manic. Feel really guilty for being the way he was all year long.
Well, those kind of Christmases, okay.
And so randomly he would just, you know, be like, kids, get in the truck, and he would take us somewhere. We were like, all right, whatever. And he took us to Walmart one year, like right around Christmas. And he's like, you can pick out whatever you want. Well, for some reason, at the time, I was obsessed with posters.
Okay.
You know, like, okay. I really wanted my room to be one of those cool, like, Teen Vogue rooms. But I think about it now, and it should have been a giant frickin' sign in the face.
I gotta know what the posters
were. They did a lot for me.
What were the posters, Kitty? Come on.
Okay. I don't know which one's worse. One of them was Eminem and 50 Cent, posing. You know, like, their backs against each other. The other one was the Dukes of Hazzard era Jessica Simpson.
Oh,
like pin-up style.
Oh, Kitty.
I idolized them.
Kitty was into it.
She had like no clothes on.
No.
Like none.
I remember the poster. It was a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
She's got legs. She knows how to use
it. Was. Yeah.
And on that day, Kitty knew.
I feel like my parents should have known, but whew. Yeah. So. Good time.
So, Kitty, get this. I made a tweet this morning. I asked, the KC Morning Hoes, Kansas City, what are some of your holiday traditions? I probably should have done this last night. That's on me. I apologize. Keep sending us those, by the way. KCMorningShow@gmail.com. We'll play that all holiday season long. But we got our first bite, Kitty. It's our boy, Ben. What up?
Hey, Arthur. Hey, Kitty. It's Ben Wendt. First time, long time. My family has a very fun Thanksgiving tradition that my amazing wife, Sarah, started. Her favorite holiday is Thanksgiving, and she got really annoyed by the fact that there weren't any Thanksgiving songs. So she put together what we have dubbed the Hamnal, which is a hymnal of classic, traditional Christmas songs that have been redone Weird Al style as Thanksgiving songs. So like, there's like, have yourself some gravy with your turkey. And similar hits. So that's a lot of fun. I look forward to that every year when we pull out the hymnals. Right after we finish eating, we all sing a bunch of silly Thanksgiving songs. Like it. Love the show. You guys have an amazing podcast. Happy Thanksgiving. And yeah, okay, bye.
So I just want to say thank you, Kansas City. You know, in spite of all this nonsense that is 2020, the ridiculousness, there's still so much to be thankful for. And I know me and Kitty, we are both so, so incredibly thankful for you. But you know that. You know this. Kitty, where can people find you?
at Holy Hearts on all forms of the internet.
You can get me at Hartzell965, at the KC Morning Show on Instagram, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. If you got any more voice memos, let's go. We got plenty more shows. It's a long holiday season in this new normal. We will play them all. Every single one. How's that sound, Kitty?
Perfect.
That's all I got. Kansas City, we love you. Be safe. Mask up. Happy holidays. A good day to be in Kansas City.
Feliz Navidad.
The KC Morning Show.
Happy holidays. We'll see you in the morning.
Adios.